Greetings, adventurers, and welcome to Dice Globe. I'm your host, me. Last time, our heroes, along with Yurix the Dwarf, did their very, very best to figure out how to fight some kobolds. After Venus almost dies and steals a haunch, which unfortunately are the only two really eventful things that happened last time, they successfully found themselves safe from the fight and continued through the cave. What new dangers will await our heroes next? Let's find out!
Moving away from the room with the kobolds, you're now walking through a hallway. It's a pretty long hallway, actually, and you can't see a light at the end of it. What are y'all doing in this hallway?
Walking.
Probably.
Clearly.
Probably walking.
Walking?
Yeah, you just told us we were walking.
Is that it?
I'm walking, walking? Really coolly.
Venus has that, like that a cool glowing person.
Yeah, I was going to... Oh, the haunch!
We could roleplay.
The haunch!
Okay,
this is a
role-playing Venus,
game, right?
Venus is holding the haunch and just like, whipping it around like it's a lightsaber, but not copyrighted.
That's good.
Yeah.
Okay. That's really funny for our podcast.
Uh huh.
Anybody else want to do anything funny for the podcast?
Cartwheel.
Roll an acrobatics check.
Yay.
Oh my god, you got it, boss.
Dungeons and Dragons.
Acrobatics. That is a 12.
You do a somersault.
Oh.
And you.
That's
yeah.
Good enough.
Yeah, that's okay, I guess.
I'm cool. Impressed.
Ren
that
is
impressed.
Very cool.
Ren
Saradin.
Has a very impressed look on his face.
A nice eight. A good roll. Love it.
Great roll, even.
Thanks. I've been practicing.
March
I can
didn't
tell
see it.
It's paid off.
Can I, feel along the walls? Is there any, special carvings or runes or anything like that?
I don't think you need a check for this. So you can just, so you're feeling on the walls, and it's mostly just kind of smooth stone, because sometimes it's, wavier, but it's, just smoother cut into the walls.
Okay.
But yeah, there's nothing really interesting here. Walking montage.
Yeah.
I'm not walking. I'm skipping.
All right, skipping.
Ooh.
And walking and waving montage.
Good.
Cool. So the six of you managed to somehow get out of that perilous encounter, and with the hallway and the boredom, and you find yourself in another room, and it's smaller than any of the other rooms that you've been in. But it is more round. And the weird thing about this room is that the walls are all completely covered in runes. And there's a pool of water in the center of it. And there's also a door to the left of the entrance you came in.
I bet this place is magical as hell.
Kate.
Round
there's
room.
Runes, yeah.
What do they look like? Okay, cool.
Investigate, maybe.
Investigate it!
Investigate!
I will also investigate the runes. That is a 7 for Meadow.
Wow. Great
they
investigate.
There.
And
yeah,
great
there's
job.
Definitely runes.
Is there anything
walls.
In this room that looks valuable and also carryable?
Perception.
Okay.
I got an 18
from
for
you.
Investigation
oh.
on the runes.
Yeah, 18 for investigation. Okay, so you look at the runes and you can tell that they look like they've been here a very, very long time, and something has worn them away.
Damn.
You don't even you can't really it's not super worn away, but you get the impression that whatever language or, like, alphabet was used for, like, was that the runes were, you get the impression that it's nothing you've ever seen. Plus, there's, like, worn out, so you can't, like, be totally sure.
I try to make, like, a charcoal, like, rubbing of them in my journal or notebook?
Sure.
Do I need to roll for that, or can I just kind of do it?
I think you just kind of do it.
Awesome! I want to investigate the room in general to check just, you know, is there anything we should be worrying about with this whole water situation? I got a 10.
All right. With the 10...
It's not great.
You can't really see... much. You know, like, basically what I've described before.
Yeah.
Is what you can
Can I smell the water?
You wanna smell the water?
I would love to smell the water.
Give me Nick next time. I got a 12.
Alright, so, there's a shiny rock on the ground, but it's
I pick it up.
It's heavy.
Well. You die.
How heavy? How big is the rock?
You explode and die.
I die.
It's like it's like pebble size, but it's real heavy. It's like at least like rock size. Like rock. It's like at least as heavy as a rock, but it's a pebble sized.
Damn.
Okay. I put it in my pocket. I'm a crazy. I'm a buffalo guy. I can carry it.
You can carry a rock.
Yeah. It's basically like an ankle weight. My one like leg is just gonna be that much buffer for having a weight on it. It's good.
Yes. Somebody wanted to sniff that water?
Yes. Yes, I wanted... Saradin wanted to sniff that water.
All right, sniff that water. Roll, I guess, investigation on the water.
Yeah. Investigation. I have a minus one.
Or perception, if I guess it's like... Investigation works.
Sniff check.
I can't believe there's not a specific check for
my
sniffing.
My sniff check got an 8.
Eight.
We're so bad at seeing and
it
smelling.
It smells
things.
Incredibly stagnant.
Yucky.
Gross.
We're in a cave. What did you expect?
It's a still pool of water
but
in a
it
cave.
It could be like
it smells like a still like a pool of water in a cave.
I've been in caves and I've seen pretty nice looking water. I gotta say so.
Yeah, really.
I don't know. This seems a little off, but it is a cave full of like mean little dudes. So I don't know.
Mean little gross little dudes.
Mm-hmm.
That's fair.
Maybe they bathed in here. I don't know.
They might have bathed in there.
Is the water, clear? Or is it, green?
It is clear.
It's clear, but it smells icky.
Yeah.
It's clear, but it smells, real icky.
Is there anything, at the bottom of it? Can we see the bottom of it?
You can see the bottom of it, and there's not really anything at the bottom of it.
Damn.
Is there a door? Did you say that there's a door?
I did say that there was a door.
Why are we still in this room, then?
It's a good question.
We're not gonna fall for your pool of water trick, Tin. We're investigating it, okay?
Wait, I have a thing. Can I hold on to one end of my, what's the word?
Haunch?
No, my rope that's still lit up.
Your with piston?
Piston, it's a python.
And also it's rope.
Whatever.
It's python. Oh, about a rope.
Can you imagine if I'm just pronouncing python wrong this whole time?
Probably are, but that's
really adds to it. All the,
that's the name
all
of the game,
the mountain
huh?
climber audience are just screaming at me.
all the mountain climbers in the audience.
For mountain climbers.
Shout out to the mountain climbers.
No mountain climbers.
Hey,
love.
Where are my mountain climbers at?
You're a mountain climber.
Tweet
us on Twitter.
Leave.
Do we have a Twitter?
Yeah, we have a
Did
Twitter.
We talk about this
I think
before.
We better do this one. We're talking about
we really
this,
gotta
definitely.
Do something with that Twitter.
There is
yes,
a
like
Twitter.
There is. I made it.
I know that
I
there
made
is
it.
A Twitter.
Okay,
with my
okay
blood,
shut
sweat
up.
And
I
want to
do my thing. Okay,
do your thing.
So my rope with the python, I throw it in the water, and it's like I'm holding on to an end, and it light up. It's lit up. Can I see anything in the water? It's clear.
Yeah.
What was the point of this?
Couldn't we already see in the water? Because it was clear.
You could already see
Wait,
in the water.
You could already see.
But now we can see better, though.
There's nothing in the water.
There's nothing visible in the water. You're not gonna get us with your water trap.
Have any of you touched the water yet?
But I can touch the water.
I was thinking of tossing a copper piece in there.
Oh.
Okay.
I toss a copper piece in there. Does anything happen? Does it,
make a wish. Make a wish, Marsh.
Make a wish.
Yeah, make a wish.
you're not supposed to say the wish.
Yeah, no, I didn't say the wish. I said make a wish.
Make the wish.
Yeah.
And it'll come true. Alright, I assume your wish was made. So
yeah, definitely.
When you throw the coin in there, it sinks to the bottom.
Uh-huh.
And
uh-huh.
stays there.
What? Wow.
Guys, there's gravity in this cave.
I knew you were
gonna
do that.
Holy shit, there's gravity in the cave.
Wow. Can we leave now? There's a door right there, everybody. I just think it would be very good for our mission here to leave this cave and go through this door.
Yurix actually looks just really confused.
Yurix, you gotta deal with water?
Yurix, have you not seen water?
You're pouring water, dude?
Yurix, the coin sank.
No, it's not the water. Nobody's ever come out of this cave alive.
Yeah, so?
It's not...
Maybe we're just built different.
Everywhere we've been, nothing's dangerous about this cave.
I don't know, we did some murder earlier.
This doesn't make any sense.
I have blood on my clothes. There was definitely...
We're better, and I almost died.
Some danger.
We fought some little dragon guys.
We haven't gotten to the really dangerous, deadly part yet. It's behind that door. Let's go through it.
Yeah... I guess you're right.
Yeah, that actually is kind of a little bit concerning. That is a good
Every
point.
Every step we take, we're getting closer to the deadly danger.
Yeah, you know what? You're right, Meadow. I agree. Yeah. I agree completely.
Great plan. Let's go,
let's
guys.
Go closer to... Let's go find the danger.
Yeah. Might as well.
I think as we all start to walk towards the door, Marsh is just, like, standing at the edge of the pool, like, just, like, standing, like, staring into it, and then just, like, follows the rest of the party. Just, like, stares at it for a second, like...
Ooh.
And then follows.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Love it. Great
water.
Flavor.
Water!
Sheridan's like, what was that?
For water. Hooray for the
I
water.
I bet the door triggers the water-based trap
I'm so
in here.
Glad that you decided to continue our discussion about the water, right as you're about
oh
to
my
end
God.
It.
Buddy, you put it there... You put it there.
I did.
You did.
And then I also put an exit for the water.
Yeah, well,
the exit was
we know
taken,
that you're trying to kill us, Tim.
And then was like, actually... Okay, yeah. So you go through the door, and you enter another room. And this room actually looks kind of similar to the one that you've... You found the crystal in. It's longer, and it has a campfire kind of in the middle of it. But this one has two doors. And by one of them, there is just kind of a dark entrance, and you can see that it goes down. And by the other one, there are two figures.
Uh-oh.
It's Uh-oh. The danger.
It is...
That's concerning.
A...
It's Cass and Dean.
Halfling.
No
and
supernatural in the podcast.
It's Cass.
Oh my god.
I'm
please.
Cutting this out.
No supernatural, please.
In the podcast. It's a halfling. It looks like a halfling man and an imp.
Oh no, you're right. Ooh. That's totally Cass and Tim.
Okay.
Now we gotta keep it in.
You gotta keep it in now.
Yeah, I guess so.
No, please don't. It's a bad bit.
The world must know that you are a supernatural fan, Alex.
The world must not know that.
Too bad. I'm keeping it in, I guess.
No.
Yes.
You did this to yourself.
I didn't even... It wasn't even me who brought it up.
Okay, yeah, that's fair. But you are still a supernatural fan.
What? No.
Alex
what?
Is a,
I have good
Alex
taste.
Is a fan of the CW show.
I,
Supernatural.
I don't like it.
Featuring.
I feel like we
just
need to
record,
know that I
just
do.
Just let the record.
It's
causing Alex Collins. To justify themselves now.
What do you...
Okay.
What are they
So what are you going to do with... What are you doing in this room, guys?
Have the people noticed us yet?
It doesn't look like they have.
How far away are they again?
Maybe like 20 feet.
Oh, okay.
They're not very smart.
No, they're kind of like looking at the campfire. They're right next to one of the doors, like right next to one of the doors, and they're like focusing on the campfire. The halfling is talking to the imp one, and yeah, it's kind of dark in the corners of the room except for where the campfire is. So you're still kind of.
Do they seem mean? Okay, Do they seem like they would? Fight us.
We can't know that.
Make an investigation
check. Yes. Okay. Oh wow, that's a 10.
Okay, and with a 10, you can't really tell their like demeanor or if they look meaner.
Great.
Nice. So that did nothing. Yeah. Wow. Great.
I'm gonna whisper to the party. I can't actually whisper because it won't pick up on the mic. But pretend that I'm whispering. Hey, should we try to talk to them, or will they like kill us? Like, should we try to talk to them first?
What if I just throw something in the general direction and see their reaction?
That like, seems like a way to make it seem like we're aggressive.
I didn't actually finish explaining investigation check. So, it's kind of important because what you can tell is that these two figures look extraordinarily beat up.
Oh!
Ooh.
So someone's been fighting them.
So either, Saradin's saying this, either they're like us and they're looking for whatever's in here, or someone else who's in here just went past them because they're guards and beat them up a lot.
Well, maybe they also fought with the guys in the other room.
What if it's the dude in the shadows that we didn't see?
Are they gonna hear us if we keep talking? Because I feel like they're gonna hear us.
We're whispering.
It's fine.
It's a cave. It's not a lot of other noise.
Is there anything like big or important, like I guess in front of them, like past us, past them, that like is visible?
Apart from another door, there's not really anything else in this room. Besides, like, there's some, like, broken down crates.
Okay.
Alright. It's just, like, cobweb stuff, just real decrepit looking. Looks like they've been there for a while, but there's, a door, and then another door that they're by, and then the campfire.
Whoever's the most charismatic, maybe go over and talk to them.
We as a party don't know that because we haven't talked that much. We as characters do not know.
Hey guys, I feel like I'm pretty charismatic. Just something about me. I think I can go and convince these guys.
Yeah, sounds good to me.
Hey, I'm kind of quirky and cool. I can probably.
Hey,
Ren just sort of like shoves Venus over there. Like yeah, go.
Okay, Venus stumbles into the room.
Both of them look at you, alarmed.
Hey, guys! That was kind of loud. My bad. Hey, guys. I'm just, you know, me and the other guys from the other room, we were just chilling. Pretty sure there was a campfire. We were chilling there. There was some hunches having a good time. We were just wondering, I just needed to grab something from the other room to bring back to the hunches. They were feeling kind of dry. So, I'm getting kind of lost around this place. Can you tell me where these doors go, where I can find the haunch stuff, and where these doors lie?
So what the imp actually, he stands up. He's a very short man. Imp. It's not a man, it's an imp. And it's very, very short, probably about 3 feet tall. And, they're holding two forks.
Ooh.
But they're, like, bloodstained.
Guys, I'm good with the forks. We have enough forks.
then the halfling also kind of stands up and, like, pats on the imp and, like, calms it down. And this halfling's like, okay, hello, Who are you? I don't know where the doors go, actually. So
you guys don't work here?
That's a nice haunch. I don't working.
Okay, so you guys are cool?
That's kind of wild that you said that. What?
Sorry. I mean, who are you?
Okay, so I'm Reggie.
Hey, Reggie.
This here is,
real good names you got here.
Schlereggie.
Schlereggie. Some good ones.
He's my husband.
Oh.
That doesn't matter.
Is this your honeymoon?
Okay. Sure. I don't think you should be here.
You know, it's... I just want to get these introductions out. It's really funny that you say, my name is actually Volareggi.
Make a deception check.
Okay.
What if it's not deception? What if that is Venus's real name?
Volareggi.
Secret go backstory.
Oh no.
No way.
Oh no.
Oh no, what is it?
That is a nat one.
Oh no!
I'm switching dice, this sucks.
Okay, so you say that, and then Reggie, he just, like, blinks at you. He says, okay, don't be, ridiculous with me. Please. Tell me the truth. Who are you?
Okay. An insight check on Reggie and Shreggie? What?
Schlereggi.
Schlereggi. Can I do an insight check on them?
If you want to.
Okay.
Are we in the room? Is Venus the only one in there?
Or I'm the only one.
Okay.
I think Venus is the only one in the room, but you're all at the door.
Okay, I got a 19 insight check. We can all see this
complete failure of an interaction.
Okay, he's... Saradin, you can tell that he definitely did lie about both their names.
But did he lie about that they're married?
You can't tell,
actually. Wow. To be determined.
To be determined.
Okay.
And... So we'll save that for the... For the fans.
Reggie, maybe the fiancés. Lereggie.
Maybe they just fake relationship.
Fake okay. Dating AU.
Rated M. Maybe they're on 90 Day Fiancé.
That's a great joke. Great joke.
Maybe.
Okay.
They're on 90 Day Fantasy.
Wow.
Good bit. Good bit.
Wow.
That was close.
Thanks.
Real
bad.
Close thanks. To a good joke.
I'll be here always.
Wow. Please don't. Leave right now.
Okay. Listen, I don't like lying. I thought you guys were gonna like kill me and maybe some other people in my group that may or may or not exist.
We might.
You know, that's not good though. I don't want that. I don't want that at all. It would really put a bother to me. Why are you guys here?
Well,
I take out my haunch and I point it at them threateningly.
Oh.
That's oh.
Can
wow.
I roll intimidation?
That's quite an intimidating haunch.
Can I roll?
Okay, roll intimidation. Okay. Roll intimidation. Yeah.
Oh my god.
No. Well, that's wait. Not a good reaction.
9.
He looks at it and he goes, "Oh, wow, that's a lot of glowing meat." I'm.
Slightly scared, aren't you?
I'm so,
slightly.
just
a little
maybe.
Bit.
You don't know. And then the imp points both of their forks at you and like, that's what the imp says. And then, yeah. So Reggie says, I'm gonna have to kindly ask you to go back where you came
from. This didn't turn out how I wanted. Okay, I'll take. Okay. I get it.
Please go.
Okay, I'm backing out of the room and I'm like, listen. I see where you are in this cave. I'm also in this cave. It's pretty scary. I nearly died. I will leave. But I'm just saying, combine our forces, find a way out of the cave.
All due respect, it just seems like you're bad at lying and bad at having meat.
I mean, I don't know if you can say that they're bad at having meat. We definitely have meat.
Yeah, so I'd say that's the thing that Venus is good at, is having glowing meat.
Yeah, no.
Yeah. Just not good at using it. I gotta get better.
Okay. Please go.
Okay, so Venus falls back into the shadows, and they go, okay, let me update.
Did you conceal your glowing meat?
I shoved it somewhere.
Don't say where.
Anyways,
don't say where.
We're moving on.
You're gonna say you shoved your meat somewhere.
We're moving on.
Okay. Hey, where did you shove your meat?
Okay, I have
her meat holster, obviously.
I'm pretty sneaky, mm-hmm. just generally. I could try to sneak past them and check what's in the door they're not, like, next to.
Okay, but be careful. They got bloody forks. They've been doing something with them.
They what?
Shh. Okay, be quiet, Sirdan. Sirdan, I know I was pretty scared out there too myself, but I didn't say that. I'm very brave and strong. They had bloody forks, and they kind of pointed them at me, and they kind of spooked me a little bit, and it was kind of scary. But it's fine. I really rocked that interview.
Yeah, I could tell.
Yeah, you all saw? You guys saw?
Yeah, we were watching.
We definitely saw. Yeah.
Did they have anything else besides the forks? Or
what's
was
up?
It just...
They're not in front of, like, both doors, right?
No.
No, just one?
Can we just run into the... Make a run for it?
Yeah, we could just walk to the other door. Like, we don't need to get to the one that's past them, necessarily.
Okay, but can I use my cool sneaking...
Okay, try your cool sneak.
Okay, I'm gonna
stealth check for me.
Cool sneaking time.
Cool sneaking time.
And you can give us a thumbs up if that second door is good.
Are they like physical doors or are they just like holes on the wall?
They're like entrances into other hallways.
So I do have a +5 to stealth, which is pretty cool, but I did roll a 6, so that is an 11.
Okay, alright, so you start... Alright, so you start moving through this room, and, Shlareggie just starts going kind of feral, and then Reggie, looks at... right at you, Sarah, and is like, Oh my, it's a really big rat! Oh no! And then they start, backing towards, the door that they were by.
I take a step towards them. Menacingly. He's just standing.
Stay back, you really big rat.
Can I walk into the room?
Yeah.
I just like start taking like long strides into the room.
Whoa, you're huge.
Rude.
They move back into the hallway.
I walk into the room as well, and I'm like, hey, if you just let us pass and don't mess with us, I will take care of this really big, super scary rat for you.
I walk into the room and I go, hey, bitch!
No! It's the mean woman! It's the mean person!
If you just let us pass,
go.
I'll take the rat! I'll take care of the rat!
Reggie and Shlareggie actually just run down the hallway.
Cool.
They sprint.
Damn right!
Problem solved!
Or they start to.
Oh, no.
Oh, God.
Uh-oh.
Before the doorway.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
The bricks on the, the bricks and the stone that was in the hallway folds inwards.
Oh no.
And
oh, no.
Seals off the door.
Cask of Amontillado for all you literary.
Did it like
fans.
Seal over the door or did it like seal in the
is
hallway,
it
like crushing them?
Both the doors?
You can't tell.
Uh oh. Well,
is it both the doors?
It's
just the one door
sure
that they
went through. Sure dodged a bullet with that doorway.
Wait, did it trap them in the hallway, or are they still in the room with us?
They're in the hallway, presumably.
Sure dodged a bullet with that one. We should probably,
push
an inanimate object into the other hallway before anyone goes in
it. Guys.
Yeah, we've got kind of like a boss arena type deal going on.
When I talked to them earlier, they seemed a bit spooked and kind of out of it, so I'm kind of assuming that they've done this a lot of times before and they are stuck. I don't want to be stuck like them, and I feel like this is the danger that we were talking about in the other room that kind of makes it so nobody can escape. I think it's kind of endless. And
what? No, we are not in mortal danger. Let's just throw a rock or something into the other hallway and see if it seals up.
Yeah.
I grab a python from my bag and I throw it in the room.
Nothing happens.
Maybe that was too light. Let's throw something heavier.
You wasted a python!
Okay, cool. Ren grabs Yurix by the arm and is like, okay, buddy, it's safe. They're gone. Why don't you try to use this one
python for me?
No, dude!
Now, this is conflicting, because I do love the pythons, but I don't want to... Maybe somebody else should, Any other volunteers? Anybody else?
I'm sure it's safe. I'm right behind you. Look, I got my hand on your shoulder, buddy. We're going through this door. Come on.
Are you pushing him?
No, Ren. No.
Push him.
No. No.
A little bit.
I can go through the door.
Oh, God, but this is...
Yeah. That's a great idea.
We're not trying to do this right now. Like, I'm not... This is a good plan.
You have a better plan.
There could be something very informative through the door.
Well, that could also be.
Yurix is pretty smart. He can figure it out for us.
I'm actually really dumb. But I failed.
Yurix, shut up.
College.
Yurix, you're so
invested out of all of us. Really,
I believe in you. Look, your brains and my big muscles were unstoppable. Come on, let's go through the door.
While they're talking, I'm just gonna walk through the door.
Oh my god.
You're walking through the door?
Yes.
Oh no.
I'm also shoving Yurix through the door.
So, Marsh and Yurix. Marsh, you walk through the door, and Yurix is shoved at basically the same time, and then Yurix kind of, like, dives to the ground and, like, ducks and covers. And a second passes, and then another, and the door doesn't do anything. Nothing happens to the wall. There's no reaction.
That's a promising sign.
See what we're worried about, man? I told you, my big muscles, your brains. We got this.
Is there anything noticeable in this hallway? Like, do I see another room? Are there anything on the walls?
There actually is something very noticeable. The hallway itself is not the kind of carved out, smooth cut texture that it has been throughout this entire place. It looks like it was definitely naturally formed.
And it's
more like rounded.
It's a magic moving maze. It's gonna keep on moving. It's gonna trap us in there. I can see it coming, guys. I can see it coming. We're never gonna get out of here.
Someone has to be the first person who gets out alive. Might as well be us, right? Right?
Just wait until we start getting numbers on our hands.
Nice.
That was a good reference.
Good reference.
Oh.
Yeah.
Am I the only one who doesn't understand the reference?
I only half understand
it. Infinity Train.
Oh, I have not seen that.
For a second, I thought you were talking about Doctor Who, and I was like, what does that have to do?
I thought it was a Maze Runner.
I did.
I'm glad none of us actually understood the reference.
I understood it.
Thank you, Gabs.
Thank you for asking for the sake of the podcast audience.
Okay. Because I was... Venus is very uneasy about all of this.
Oh yeah, I'm
not a fan
either.
So they reach into their bag. Okay, I reach into my bag and I pull out my crowbar and I'm gonna use my big strength to try and beat the bricks of the hallway that just closed.
Okay, make
strength.
Strength, I guess.
Okay, I haven't had any good rolls.
The wall doesn't have an armor class, so yeah, strength.
Strength. Okay. That's a 14.
You take your crowbar, and you hit the wall.
Uh huh.
And you make a little, like, chip in the wall, and your crowbar bends a little bit, because you just hit.
Oh no!
The wall.
Can I try it again?
Your crowbar. Ooh. Okay.
Your crowbar's gonna break. No, please.
Oh.
Not the crowbar.
That's an 11.
You do it again, but it... You don't really... You just hit the wall with your crowbar.
Yeah. Uh-huh, I'm beating a wall.
That's what happened. You hit the wall with your crowbar.
Yeah, I understand.
Saw that what was predictable to have happened did happen. Then you did it again.
Yeah, but, like, I'm very determined, so I'm going to do it one more time because I have very...
Roll, strength.
One last time, and everybody's just watching the sad scene as I beat a wall with a crowbar, and that's a 15.
The door magically opens, and you can see an entire room full of treasure and a sign that says, "No, of course it didn't work. You hit a wall with your crowbar."
Meanwhile, I am going to turn to Saradin and be like,
"That didn't work.
You know, I didn't think adventuring would be like this. It's a bit more claustrophobic than I was expecting."
Yeah, I was kind of picturing like high adventures out
in
the wilderness.
Yeah,
you know,
I was thinking like wide fields and great forests and the ocean. But we're in a cave. This
kind of sucks.
And like
traveling to the top of a high mountain to
like dragons.
Meet a dragon.
I mean, I don't. Not that I want us to run into a dragon. That would be disastrous. Actually, I'm kind of glad we haven't run into a dragon.
Okay.
But like, that's a cool way to die. This is kind of miserable.
Hey, maybe like a dragonborn. That would be fun.
Hey, Tin.
Hello.
How much did my crowbar bend?
Oh my god.
15 degrees.
Can you do it like a full 90 for me?
What?
Keep hitting, bestie. Keep hitting the wall, and
keep
it will
hit.
Get
I hit
to
the wall
fun.
Again. I hit the wall again.
Why do you want it to be
oh,
worse?
Wow. That's an 8.
Why are you doing this to
it
your crowbar, bestie?
All the way to 90-degree angle.
Hell yeah!
Why? Okay, why do you want this?
Make a protractor out.
I don't want no.
Can my crowbar be considered as a boomerang now?
Oh my god!
No!
That's
not how boomerangs work, bestie.
You can consider it whatever you want to.
I will save this for later.
It's not
going to
work like a boomerang just because it's bent.
Roll a 20.
Was this the whole bit?
What do you think a boomerang is?
Now.
It's not a bent crowbar.
All right.
Hey everyone, it's Tin, and I'm here with some more ads for you. Like, just for you. Literally made custom for you. You should be excited and thankful. I want to give a quick shout out to Dax Ayrton, who made the homebrew race for Saradin. It's awesome, thanks. And I also want to thank you guys for continuing to be here and listening. It's awesome. We keep having way more people listen to these episodes than we, like, even expected to in the first place, or even after last episode. I thought people would hear the first one and be like, oh, wow, alright, bye. But it didn't happen, so thank you, I appreciate it. If you want to share, if you want to share stuff about the show, you can do so on the... With the hashtag #TheDiceCast, which is important that you put the V in there because hashtag #DiceCast is about just making dice. You can follow our social medias at linktr.ee/TheDiceClubPodcast. And yeah, please, if you are enjoying this so far, please share the friend with the show. I think it's safe to say that it finally gets good. You can tell your friends that it gets good after this episode, and I mean, I guess you'll see why. So, yeah. And this one's it's funny. And tell your friends. Alright, I'm done being a sellout now, I think. Thanks for being here. Next episode comes out... April 1st, I don't think we can, tighten up that release schedule, unfortunately, but, yeah, keep up the great work, everybody. I'll see you April 1st. That's not a joke. Oh, it's gonna be April. Nope, it won't. Yes, it will. Yeah. Man, recording is weird when the dates aren't the right things. Anyways, okay, cool, yeah. April 1st, that's the time. I'll see you then. Yurix stands up, and he grabs the python, and he looks around him, and he's like, okay, we don't seem to be in any immediate danger, I don't think.
I just, hold, an awkward thumbs up out to him, and I say, good job on not dying.
Thanks, I worked very hard.
Good. Yeah.
Thank you.
Well, I guess there's not much to do except, you know,
you
continue, unless we're going to give up now and just return back to the broken bridge.
I mean, you could give up.
Those are really our only two
Venus
options.
Might be right about the whole, unending maze thing, but, what are we going to do? Just sit in this room for the rest of our lives?
My plan didn't work out, so I guess we'll just go through the unending maze, and if we die, I'm gonna laugh at you all,
great.
And I'm gonna eat my haunch, and...
Good plan! Great time! Let's go!
Your glowing haunch.
It's... If we die, we're dying
of starvation,
man.
Because I'm smart.
So who wants to go
first? I
don't
particularly wanna...
I'll go first. Ren starts walking.
I'll walk alongside Ren.
All right.
Ren.
Yurix follows, y'all.
I get up on Meadow's shoulders.
Yes, I grab onto their legs a bit and take a deep breath and walk through the door.
Okay. Venus?
Oh, I'm walking.
Sweet. Okay, so you all enter this tunnel now that is, it looks like a naturally forming cave that was here before whatever made this. These rooms, and as you're walking, you realize that it's sloping very slightly downwards, and,
Ah, yes, deeper into the mountain, wonderful!
As you continue, the slope gets gradually steeper, and it's still walkable, but it does get, you're just going, down, and there are eventually some, semi-naturally forming, stair-type rocks that you can, climb down.
Can I slide down it?
No, that would hurt a lot.
I'm going down.
You could still try, though.
I just described the path as stair-type rocks. I'm gonna slide down it.
It is possible to slide down stairs. Have you never been a child?
I have. And it hurts.
You can do those,
if it's rocks. If it's rocks, it hurts.
Listen.
Okay, but let me tell you. My brother, if he was wearing long pants, would
pants
kneel on the stairs and let himself just slide all the way down. I'm
That's horrid.
Saying.
That's...
He doesn't seem
I
injured.
I fell down the stairs
so.
Once. That hurt.
Bernie,
anyway.
One quick question, though.
Yes.
Are your stairs carpeted?
Yes, they're carpeted.
Okay.
Stairs.
Okay. That,
I think that might be a little bit different than the rock like stair like rocks.
Help.
My stairs
if
are
anybody,
hardwood, so.
If anybody has
wait,
a carpeting
tin.
Spell?
Is there carpet on these rocks?
Wait, you're telling me that
wait,
this cave isn't
spell?
Carpeted?
Oh, wait,
wow.
Spell.
Is there carpet in the cave?
Disappointing.
I
expect better from my dungeon.
I don't remember.
You have one spell, and you can't remember if it makes a carpet or not?
Wait, I don't remember what
Someone
it does.
Someone press to digitate a carpet on these stairs.
Can I?
Oh, I don't like how this is going to sound. Can I mage hand my butt so I can,
Are you less than 5 pounds, Marsh?
Yes, definitely 5 pounds. Well, what?
I'm thinking maybe no, you can't mage hand your butt.
I can't mage hand my butt?
Are you gonna mage hand your butt so that you can
I
slide
you,
down the stairs?
Out of everybody in this cave right now that you've met in this cave, you are the least butt mage handable person
I think that could possibly be.
Do you want me to tan my butt?
Me too. Huh? Saradin's butt. Wait, huh? Saradin, are you 5 pounds?
No. I'm a little bit heavier than that, I would say.
Damn. No, yeah, they're definitely heavier
than
that.
How small is this possum?
Definitive possum measurements.
What if you just carpet the, like, your pants?
You mean how pants already are? I can't
believe this is what we're talking about.
Oh,
no, okay. This is important.
Are
shut
we
going to
walk
up.
Down the stairs or not?
I'm Please like, carpet your pants. I'm begging you.
I'm 2 seconds away from just ratatouille-ing Meadow's hair and just like going down the stairs.
Okay, you continue walking
down the stairs.
I told
you can't ratatouille my head.
Do we go through all of this and nobody's carpeting Marsha's pants? Because I want to see this happen.
Well, I'm
so badly.
Okay, idea.
Okay, yes. Idea.
Mage hand the carpet ass.
What does that mean? You just said. You said 4 words that don't relate to each other at all.
I see that was 5 words.
Is it tall enough for me to go down this little, like, stairway, like, wall stairway?
We can't just go down it, but
it's
I just want to slide down it.
Just slide.
It's over 7 feet.
Try
foot
to
eight.
Slide down it then. Don't you have like a shield or something?
I guess you could just slide down it.
But you guys made fun of me, and you're like, it's gonna hurt, and then we were like carpet pants, and now we're like, no, that's stupid and waste of time.
Is anyone carrying a shield?
Let's walk down
the stairs. You can slide on a shield.
You wanna walk? Hey, Marsh just posited a pretty cool idea.
Okay, fine. We'll walk,
down the stairs.
Lame.
Hey guys, really quick thing.
Uh-huh.
My computer battery is at 57%.
Oh, nice.
Okay, so the six of you are walking down these stairs, and the tunnel kind of levels out again until you reach another opening where the room, the tunnel expands into another room. This room is circular, similar to the one you came from, the one that you were in earlier, but it still looks naturally forming. It doesn't look like it was carved, but it looks like completely round and like concave, or like the walls are concave, and the floor like dips down and then kind of raises up again in the middle, and there's a platform there. And on the platform there is a very large golden archway.
Well, that looks like a trap if I ever saw one.
Let's go. I go to the gold.
Can I investigate the gold, make sure that we're not walking into a death trap, because that looks very death trap to me.
I walk to the gold and I also investigate.
Okay.
Why am I so? That's a 5. So I don't see shit.
I got a 19 plus. Wait, let me find my modifier.
Are there any runes on the walls?
I'm sorry.
No runes on the walls, but what's your?
19.
Okay, 19. There are. It does seem to be runes on the archway that are like inscribed, but they look more like random shapes and squiggly lines, and
that's what runes are, baby.
Yeah, but like indiscernible.
Oh, okay.
They've been
indiscernible. But tin.
Yes.
You know Ren. Is there anything like? Does it look like there is treasure nearby?
Well, let me finish talking about the archway, and then I will.
Please do.
So the archway, it goes up, like there's this two, like the two posts of the arch, and then they both go up and then curve towards each other until there's like kind of a circle at the top. And all along it, there's inscribed runes. And you also realize that the circular floor, that like the platform that it's on, there's a very large inscription of the same symbol of the circle with the bird with its wings spread that you found in the box that you found in the other room. And at the very crest of the arch, there is an indentation.
Yeah! Crystal! Put the crystal in the hole!
For a crystal?
Looks to be.
Doesn't look like
Yo, there's a hole.
Well, we have a crystal.
Wait, Marsh, go put the crystal.
How tall up is this arch? Can I with my very tall powers?
You can definitely reach. You can definitely reach.
Yeah. Oh, yeah?
Magical tall powers.
Do I have to step onto the platform to reach it?
Yes.
Ooh.
Dang it.
But Ren is already there.
Oh, okay. Steve Jackson's sorcery told me to never trust perfect circles. So I'm going to step onto it and take out the crystal and, like...
Right as you do.
Oh, God.
No.
He's still standing in the doorway for this room.
Oh, no.
He's like, guys, come to think of it, I'm really pretty sure that, the boss man would probably, he'd probably not like this one, I bet, the crystal is almost, we probably should have just left once we got it, because it's almost definitely what he was, looking for, and,
Hey, Eurix!
What's up, eh?
Hey? Yorick! Hey, can you just shut up for me for just like a little bit? Like, just shut up, like, be quiet talk?
Eurix, I know your brain is so large.
Nobody.
I know you're so smart, but, like, it's okay.
Nobody it's okay. has we, ever we, gotten you, out of this a... cave alive.
Well, then why would you take us into
that?
It, dude?
Remember that, Everybody, that
it's
information?
Okay. It's
that,
you're,
that tiny, tiny
you're
little
leading
detail?
This mission.
And I'm trying to lead it out of this room, so can we please just...
Well, this seems like a
And as
thing...
he says that...
Oh, no.
Oh!
He's interrupted by...
Oh, God.
...the archway.
Oh.
Oh.
Uh-oh.
Oh?
And...
Oh. Uh-oh.
The runes suddenly glow a very bright blue. And, so does the, so does the indentation at the very top. And also, evidently, so does the crystal.
Mm-hmm. Put the crystal in!
You put the crystal
Stick
in?
Stick it in! Yeah!
Yeah? Dun, okay. Da-da-da-dun! That's my attempt at the Zelda sound.
I solved your crystal puzzle.
Okay, you insert the crystal, and Eurix, looks at you, and he just looks around wildly, and he just runs. He runs out of the room.
Hey!
Coward.
Hey!
Yeah, coward. Lame.
Once you have the crystal in for about a few moments, everybody make a...
Oh no.
Everybody make a dexterity saving
throw. Uh-oh.
Oh,
this is gonna be good. This is gonna be real bad.
Plus two. Oh, 22,
oh,
not 18.
That's my first good roll.
What?
18.
I did a nat 1.
I got a natural 20.
I got a 15.
I got a 16.
Nat 1.
No! No!
Okay. Okay.
The full spectrum.
Wait, hold on.
Okay.
Wait, no.
You all
hold
feel
on.
A...
How does Sarah did not save if they're on my shoulders and I save?
That's
it just
true.
Goes right over.
They fall
you,
off.
This is why. You all feel a very powerful blast of force coming from this archway.
Yes.
And Saradin, you are knocked back against the wall and take 2 points of
no.
damage.
No! Oh, okay. No, Saradin!
Bonk.
But as you look at the archway, there is a bright blue...
is it a portal? Is it a portal?
It's a portal?
Please tell me it's a portal.
Stretching between it.
Wait a second.
Film of light?
Hmm?
There's a film of light?
There's a film
okay,
of light?
I go up cool. to it, and
throw the...
I, like...
Hey, Venus, throw the python
hey,
in.
Hey, Saradin?
I was gonna put my hand
Don't
in
waste
it, but
another.
That's
Saradin, are you okay?
I grab
the
python, and I just...
I bonked.
Throw it.
Okay, as you once you throw the python, the second that it touches the light, it's gone.
Oh, yeah. Oh, it's totally a portal.
Portal.
It
disintegrated.
This definitely seems like it could be related to the way that no one walks back out of the cave. But also, it's a portal, and that is what I expected adventuring to be like.
So, are there any other exits to the room besides...
Portal! Okay. Oh, yeah, portal time, baby!
I'm so excited, guys. Guys, this is such a cool adventure that we're doing, and we're adventuring, and we found a portal.
Wait, we should get Yurix and show him this.
This is Yurix kind of cool.
Yurix sucks ass. I don't care about him anymore.
Hey, Yurix!
We should tell him about it, at least.
Yeah, he's... Because okay. I feel like if we don't have him, we won't get paid, because he's, like, the one who hired us, sort of.
Yeah. Okay, but I feel like the way Yurix ran out of there seems like he's about to go tattle on us, and he seemed, like,
to
go against us.
How is he gonna get out? The bridge collapsed. Tattle to who?
I don't know.
Are you six? Little Inkai?
How's he gonna get out of here?
That's a good point.
Hey, Tin.
Hey.
Kind of as this happened, is after the python and stuff, Marsh loves this. This is a great time for Marsh. Marsh is like, oh, this is great. I'm kind of, like, looking around this, like, portal rune place. Do I like, recognize any of these runes? Are they making any sense to me?
No.
Dang it.
They look similar to the ones that were in the other room.
Okay. Are these faded?
Like more defined.
Hold on a moment. I'm just gonna check a thing real quick. I would also like to cast detect magic.
Well, I think there's bud.
Okay.
Wait, I don't know if I can do detect magic.
I probably do. We all have like
earlier.
Hmm.
I don't know if I have enough spell slots. For this. Was I the one who...
This is Dice Club. You have enough spells.
I don't know if I was the one who did detect magic on the crystal box earlier.
You were.
Okay, well, I'm out of spell slots for second level. Or first level.
Alright.
Cool.
Great. Somebody go get Yurix before I step through this portal, because it's very intriguing to me.
We should at least give him the opportunity.
I guess... Meadow, you want to go
room
with
me? The starts
Peter?
To shake.
It's shaking, boy. Guys.
Meadow, before
cool.
we go through the portal, Meadow is going to take, like, some rope or an arrow or something, just, like, something, and stick it through the portal and then pull it back out to make sure it doesn't, like, disintegrate.
Okay. So, you take the arrow that has the rope on it.
Just
you
like
stick
an
it
arrow.
Through the portal.
Just, like, I just poke it through and then pull it back out.
Okay, so you take the arrow, you poke it through. As soon as it touches, it is gone.
Well,
no longer in your hand.
Oh, well.
It is
what?
Gone.
This ain't a gateway. This is, like, teleporting or something.
Yeah. Well, that
I
was...
Gone. I would have gone.
Those are some inconclusive results.
I also
there's no other way through. Yeah. There's no other way out, so...
I gotta know where this goes.
I mean, I kinda gotta know where this goes.
Okay, so, Marsh, you're touching it?
If
you're going
Yurix
through?
Comes back... He'll see the portal and have to assume.
He can deal with it.
I go back
to the
opening that we came through and just, like, yell, "Hey, Yurix, there's a portal! Okay, bye!" Just in case he's hanging around, you know?
Mm-hmm. In case he slid down the stairs.
So you're going in?
I am going thin. I think I'm... I try to poke my head in, I think.
Okay, you poke your head in, and... The rest of you four, Marsh is gone. No more Marsh.
No,
you don't see Marsh anymore.
Okay. Ren sees this and gets so psyched and just, like, cannonballs through the door.
Venus runs next.
Ren's out. Ren's gone.
Venus goes next.
Well, if they're all going, then...
Venus, you actually
what?
Go. No.
What?
You're gone.
Oh, Jesus.
Seridan grabs Meadow's hand and is like, well...
Yeah, well, if they did it, then I guess we have to as well, right?
Yeah, if everyone else jumps off a cliff.
Exactly. If all of your friends jump off a cliff, then you should definitely also jump off a cliff. That's the moral of that saying, right?
Yeah.
Friends,
let's go through the portal.
We step through.
Marsh, you look around you, or you try to at least. The light blinds you for just a moment. But when your eyes adjust to the light, you can see a bright and vivid landscape. The world is so full of color and innocence, and the weirdest part is that none of it looks familiar to you whatsoever. Just then, Ren appears on your left, and a few seconds later, Venus shows up on your right. And then to the right of them, Saradin and Meadow appear. None of you know what this is, and none of you know where you are. Just then, you all feel a sudden sharpness on your necks, and you can kind of deduce that they are knives all pressed to your throat. A voice says, well, well, looky what we have here. And a man in what is obviously thieves' garbs walks into your line of sight. He's chewing on some straw, has a buzzed head, and scars almost completely covering his face. Some strangers. It's been a while since that's happened, eh, fellas? And you hear the muffled chatter of many people behind you. Now, this is Kairos territory, and he don't take kindly to strangers. So here's what can happen. You give us everything you have, or we take you to him. Get a, second opinion. He chuckles along with the rest of his group. So, he says, taking the straw out of his mouth and looking at it. What'll it be?